Today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily is packed with exciting developments in the world of AMD GPUs and AI technologies. Here's a quick overview of what we'll cover today. 1. AMD Gaia 0.6 brings a C+17 framework for building AI agents. 2. The rising prices of GPUs, particularly the RTX 5070, and what it means for the market. 3. AMD's innovative use of AI in developing a Radeon Linux userland driver, showcasing the potential of AI in hardware development. Let's dive deeper into these topics. AMD Gaia 0.16, a leap into C++17 for AI agents. First up, let's talk about the latest release of AMD's Gaia framework, which is now at version 0.16. This open-source framework has made a significant shift by introducing support for developing AI agents purely in C++. This is a substantial move away from its previous reliance on Python, which has been the go-to language for many AI developers due to its simplicity and extensive libraries. With Gaia 0.16, developers can now write AI agents that run locally on Ryzen AI hardware using either Radeon iGPUs or NPUs entirely in C++. This native C++17 framework allows for more efficient execution and better performance, especially in environments where low-level hardware interaction is crucial. The framework maintains the same agent loop, tool registry, and MPC interface that users are familiar with, but without the overhead of Python. For those interested in the specifics, the new C++ framework can be explored in the CPP directory of Gaia, where you'll find code examples and detailed documentation. This shift could also lead to more robust applications, as C++ offers greater control over system resources and performance optimizations. Additionally, Gaia 0.16 has not left Python users behind. The release includes improvements to the existing Python codebase, new health and Wi-Fi agent examples, and a clean console terminal UI for C++ agents. This dual language support could cater to a broader audience, allowing developers to choose the best tool for their specific needs. Rising GPU prices, the RTX 5070 in focus. Moving on, let's address the current state of the GPU market. Reports indicate that GPU prices are climbing again, largely due to a global memory shortage. If you're in the market for a mid-range graphics card, the PNY GeForce RTX 5070 OC Triple Fan is currently available for $599. While this is $50 above its launch MSRP, it's still a competitive price compared to other options. The RTX 5070 features a compact design with a triple fan cooling system and is well suited for compact builds. It boasts 6,144 CUDA cores and 12 GB of GDDR7 memory, making it a solid choice for both 1080p and 1440p gaming. With boost clock speeds reaching up to 2,587 MHz and a power draw of 250 watts, it's recommended to pair it with a 650 watt power supply for optimal performance. What's particularly noteworthy is the RTX 5070's performance capabilities. It sits comfortably in the middle of GPU hierarchies across various resolutions, delivering consistent 60 FPS at max settings in 1440p gaming scenarios. The card also supports NVIDIA's latest technologies, including DLSS4, which utilizes multi-frame generation for enhanced performance. Given the fluctuating prices and limited stock availability, now might be the time to secure this GPU before prices escalate further. AMD's AI-powered driver development. In a fascinating development, AMD's corporate VP, Anusha Langovan, has utilized AI to create a Radeon Linux userland driver entirely in Python. This project, developed using Anthropic's Claude code, is not intended to replace existing drivers, but serves as a lightweight test harness for AMD's Linux GPU interfaces. The driver directly communicates with the kernel driver through device nodes, allowing it to allocate GPU memory and submit command packets without the overhead of the full RockM software stack. This approach effectively isolates potential bugs in RockM and enables engineers to test specific GPU features without compiling extensive C++ projects. While this might sound revolutionary, it's important to note that this Python-based driver is not suitable for production use. It lacks the complexity of fully fledged GPU drivers, which require extensive features for shader compilation, memory management, and security. Instead, it highlights AMD's open and modular Linux kernel interface, making it possible to script interactions in a high-level language like Python. Ilungovan's work demonstrates the potential for AI to streamline development processes, even in hardware-related fields, and raises questions about the future role of AI in driver development and other technical domains. Closing thoughts. As we look ahead, the advancements in AMD's Gaia framework and the innovative use of AI in driver development signal a bright future for GPU technology and AI applications. The shift to C++ in Gaia 0.16 could lead to more efficient AI agents, while the creative use of AI by AMD engineers showcases the potential for rapid development and testing. The GPU market remains dynamic, with price fluctuations and new product releases shaping the landscape. As developers and engineers, it's essential to stay informed and adaptable to these changes. Thank you for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. We're excited to see how these developments unfold and what they mean for the future of GPU technology. Until next time, keep innovating.